Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Beatles, music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
The glory hole's like a dick theater. I've imagined your friends.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another week here at By the By.
Hello.
How y'all doing out there?
Good, thank you. Oh, wait, no, you're talking to those people.
You know, the people that listen to us.
Right, right. Uh-huh. Yes, how are you all people who listen to us?
Microphone people, talking to you.
Hello.
So we have a few things coming up.
That's right. February 9th.
Oh, you beat me to it.
Aha. Ah. The next and first pendulum party of the year.
Yes.
Very excited.
I'm very excited.
It's literally just around a corner. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's not far away at all.
Like week after next.
Holy shitballs.
That's right.
So it's coming up.
Hopefully we'll see you all there, you know, in your finest sexy attire.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just sexy attire.
Or just, you know, just be there. That's all you
just
need.
Be yourself. It's fine.
Yes. What else do we have?
Well, we do have one other thing.
What is it? Is it special?
It's special.
Is it big?
Uh-huh.
Is it right around the corner?
No.
Figuratively?
Okay.
Go for it.
So we're going to do Escape to the Tropics again this year.
Do, do, do.
It will be November 12th to 18th.
That's right. We've added a day.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of feedback and pretty well everybody said they wanted another day. So another day of sexiness and fun and connection and relaxation.
Yes.
Sounds exciting to me.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So if you were one of the people who went last year or the year before, you will be getting an email. Mm-hmm. Sort of the we're going to give first option to all the folks who've come before, and then we'll put it up for everybody else in the coming months. So just kind of watch. But the dates are official, and it's going to happen.
Yes. Yes.
Yay.
So very much look forward to it. And if you want to get a taste of, you know, one thing that goes on while we're there, we do a live podcast every year.
That's right. And that is what you're going to subject your ears to now. So sit back, relax, and go back in the past to us. Well, you know, last November when we did our most recent Escape to the Tropics.
So first of all, I want to say thank you to everyone for coming and hopefully participating. We'll see how we go. But we just ultimately just want to have fun with this and very much appreciate all of y'all coming, because this is just a really special thing to be able to have here in Australia, is all of us sexy folks getting together and having fun and relaxing and being unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
And speaking of unfiltered, our topic today is going to be...
coffee and how you filter it and make a really good cup of coffee.
Go for it.
Step one, filter the water. that's all.
So we do have some giveaways and things that we'll be figuring out how to do that as we go along.
We don't really know how we're going to do it just yet, but we have ideas.
Yeah.
But there is some really awesome, amazing stuff in here. So if nobody else wants it, I'll take it.
If you want to speak, just raise your hand, let me know, whatever, I'll come around, just talk into this little microphone here. But what we want to talk about today is get y'all to talk about sex mishaps. So when sex goes wrong,
you mean children?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
When sex goes wrong, when you've had funny things happen, I mean, could be bad things in the moment, but then you look back at it and you're like, okay, now you can have a chuckle at it. So just want to have people's experiences and stories, and yeah, just have fun and share a laugh with
you. Do you have an example, Angela?
I don't, because I've never done things like break beds or injure myself or, you know.
Have you fallen in the crack at OSS?
Who hasn't fallen in the crack at OSS? Yes, I have fallen in the crack at OSS, but not to the degree that I couldn't get out.
It's like a rite of passage.
Yes. I know you have one.
Yeah, I have a couple. With a partner in the past, I once ripped the headboard off of a bed, and the headboard was mounted to the wall, and so I literally ripped it off. Like, look at me, I'm strong, so I'm pretty sure it was made of toilet paper. And we ended up having to go to Lowe's, which is the U.S. version of Bunnings, and get Gorilla Glue and glue it back up.
So this wasn't at your house?
No, this was at a hotel.
Right.
And so I have this very vivid memory of her and I standing, because Gorilla Glue, I don't know if you've never used it, you have to let it set, and it's supposed to set for like 15 minutes, and there was like, this was mounted to the wall. So she's on one side, I'm on the other, and we're both just holding the bed frame, or the headboard, to the wall. And waiting for it to cure.
Did it stick? Did it fall back down?
It stayed up long enough that we never had to pay anything. Which I think is a win.
That's a win.
That's a win.
Yeah. Sounds like a previous tenant had the same story.
And probably the ones after. So if you've ever gone to a hotel in Atlanta and thought, God damn, you're welcome. Yeah, that's... Oh, yay.
Yeah. So in our early days, my daughter wasn't home. I was like, yes, we have a sexy night, no kids. So I'm laying in the bed, getting all ready for Josh to come home from work. Surprised him. It was all good. Midway through, fire. Because I'd lit candles and I made it all nice and sexy. A photo that was stuck to a mirror on my dressing table had fallen. And I look over Josh's shoulder and the whole thing's on fire.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you have a fire extinguisher in the house?
No. Josh had to run and put it out.
Oh, God. So the whole house did not go up.
No, we got it pretty quick.
I'd like
quick.
To see you explain that one.
It was a nice little char mark on the bedside, on the dressing table.
Still there? Yeah.
Like the fire department?
I've got a fireman fantasy.
So I will say, that does remind me of another one of mine. Angela was traveling, and it's like, you know, everybody knows here, it's easy for me to pick up men, no offense, ladies, but it's really hard for me to pick up ladies. And I was out at a bar and just chatting this lady up, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, she wants to talk to me. And like, she likes me. I'm like, do you want to come back to my place? And she was a backpacker. And she was like, yeah. I was like, I have a bathtub. She's like, oh my God, yes. Which in hindsight now, like, I think she used me for my bathtub, which I'm fine with. So I was like, I'm going to be all romantic. And I'm going to light candles around the bathtub. And it wasn't a big bathtub. And so we're in the bathtub. And she leans back. And I can see smoke coming out of her hair caught on fire. Because she had like the sexy fro. Like just puffy white, like Lolo lady's hair, but when it's humid. It was amazing. And so I was like, I think you're on fire. And she was. And so then we jumped in the shower and, you know, put out the fire. And then we had sex. It was great.
I've broken a bed.
Tell us, we need details.
Oh, yeah.
You can also hold that.
When I was a teenager at my ex's parents' house, we're upstairs going for it. Next thing you know, you hear thud, 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 because the bed had just fallen. And you hear his mum go, what's that noise? And then and she's coming up the stairs, opens the door, I'm like, fuck. Quick cover up, bed's gone.
Did she know that you guys were having sex?
I don't know. No, she's a nice Christian woman.
Oh, right.
No sex before marriage, I know.
Right.
No, wow. No.
She figured out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She came in one day while he was going down on me to check for mozzies in the room.
Was he checking for mozzies? Nope. No mozzies down here. All clear. Uh-oh.
I've got one.
All right, hang on. Take one down and pass it around, please.
Okay, so this is the obligatory we got caught by children story. So we made a big mistake and decided to go camping, and I know how Bradford feels about camping.
Roughing it for me is when they stop serving room service.
Exactly. Yes, that's it. So we are 3 days into a camping trip. We're in a L300 Mitsubishi van. We've got the big annex out, the canopy, and a few tents around, and we've got four young children with us. We took our niece. And it's third day, they're tired, they've been swimming, they all fall asleep. Great, run to the back of the van. So the vans are rocking, don't bother knocking, and all of a sudden there's giggles and four little sets of eyes.
Oh, God!
Hello, what are you doing?
I also like how Judy, like, mimics this.
All we could see was, like,
four little sets of eyes.
It's like meerkats.
Yeah. Have you ever felt your penis invert?
And how did you explain this to the children?
I think I've blacked that out, honestly.
Yeah.
See, Mommy and Daddy are going to join something called the WWE.
I was performing the pile driver at the time.
I bet you were.
I had one the other day where we unexpectedly had the kids away for a day, and Sarah had been edging me for that most of that day, and finally got to finally got to the opportunity where we were good to go, and I tore the muscle right up inside my groin, and I ended up with a bruise.
Right at his point of completion.
So a bruise the size of my hands popped up on the inside of my leg this week because of it. So
is it still visible?
Which I noticed nearly when he was having playtime with somebody else.
I am jealous that I didn't get to see this.
Yeah.
He was there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, that was fun. Yeah. Quite an experience.
Yeah.
Total buzzkin.
Wow. These are hilarious, y'all.
The dangers of edging.
The struggle is real.
Yeah.
So along the lines of people getting busted, with my ex-wife in my bedroom at my mum's place, this is before we were married. Anyway, mum decided she needed to move my car. Ex-wife's riding me, she's sitting on top, and mum opens the door, doesn't even knock.
Oh, no.
And there's the ex-wife, up and down, up and down. Now, most people would turn around and walk away at that point. Not my mum. Oh, can you still get the keys for me, please? So I'm literally inside trying to reach over and get the keys to give to my mum while I'm getting ridden by my now ex-wife. It was, my mum did not.
Didn't phase her at all.
No, just... Yeah, don't worry about it. Said most people would just literally close the door and walk away. And,
sounds like your mum's very open-minded.
No, ex-mum. Ex-mum, definitely not open-minded. Yeah, just very embarrassing at the time.
Well, speaking of getting busted, I had a girlfriend when I was probably 17, and I was staying at her house, and the parents didn't really know about me. And the brother was a mad gym junkie, so he had a punching bag set up in the garage. And
was it you?
Not yet, it wasn't. But we were going at it in the garage, and she was sort of holding onto the punching bag, and I had her up in the air, by the legs.
Maybe I am into exercise.
We were both obviously naked, and we were going at it pretty hard. And the mum walked in because she thought someone was ransacking the garage.
Well, technically, she wasn't wrong.
And I'm there just sort of pole driving her daughter.
No, you were ransacking the garage.
I was ransacking the garage. And she said, can you put some clothes on, please? And I was like, yes, you're standing on them. So I was just kind of standing there holding my junk. Hi, I'm the new boyfriend.
That's a good introduction.
Yes.
Yeah.
One of these other ones just reminded me of the first threesome I think Sarah and I had pretty early on in our career.
In our career.
We were being quite vigorous, the person that we were having that with was her husband at the time, and we busted the bed. We're having that much fun. So that was it wasn't a good introduction to him. But yeah, good fun.
Did you then have to go to him and be like, you need to fix your bed?
Yeah, it was his job.
That's convenient.
Was just there for
fun. Yeah.
I like that. I don't have any, like, other than setting somebody on fire and breaking a bed, I'm sure there are things that I've done. Uh-oh. Here comes trouble.
Yeah, so I got busted, but not exactly that way. No kids involved. So I have this piece of driftwood sculpture over my bed that I've had over my bed for years. But one day, we're messing around, and I don't know, she took the pillow and hit her. So the sculpture falls and bounces off my head.
Oh.
So first of all, that was a little bit like, crap. You know, what, I have no idea what we did that made it fall that particular time. But then, all of a sudden, she's like, you're bleeding.
No. Those are called fun cushions. Did you have a fun cushion?
With the memes that I had sex in a light aircraft, which was all challenging, but when you're going at it and you hear the stall warning light come on, and you realised you've totally lost the artificial your horizon on where you're actually at, and you're trying to fly with your left hand with do everything else with no autopilot, and it was one way to stop the mood very quickly.
I feel like that brings new meanings to the phrase, we're going down, we're going down!
But we're actually going up.
Or so were you wearing protection, aka parachutes?
There was no pull-up warning?
No, it's not pull-up in a light aircraft. It's a very loud buzzer.
It was a pull-out!
That is great.
I feel there's a definite theme about being caught here, but I remember it was a Sunday afternoon at home, lazy Sunday, and we've sort of got up from the lounge and said, "Oh, we're going to have a nap." So, daughter, do what you want, watch TV, eat the fridge out, who cares? So we've gone back to bed and we're starting at it, and then I'm on top, and I can just feeling like you're being watched. So I look over my shoulder, and there's our daughter just poked her head through the fucking door.
How old was your daughter at the time?
Sure, 12 or 13, something like that. Yeah, so she was aware, and then we've locked eyes for a second. She's like, and then she's bolted back down. Kez had no idea.
So then the question is, how long was she standing there?
I don't know. So I've stopped, and Kez is like, what are you doing? What's wrong? I'm like, she just walked in and seen us, and she's like, oh, for fuck's sake, righto. So Kez has got up, I'm laying down, hard on still, doing its thing. And then all I hear is, you said you were having a nap. You said you were going to sleep. You didn't say you were going to do that.
Oh, that's great.
And my response was, did you really want me to go, oh, we're just going to go fuck.
Ah, therapy.
It's not just for adults anymore. All right. Hey. There you go.
Drum roll, please.
So it wasn't a sex mishap at the start, but it became a sex mishap at the end, based on frustration. So do you know those clapper lights?
Yes.
So I had an old steel frame bed. The bed was hitting the wall, and the clapper light kept turning on and off, and it kept moving off the shelf, and I could see it. And I caught it. So it didn't land on my head. So I put it back and it kept going and it kept clapping. And I got to the point of frustration. I got it and I just threw it against the wall. And it broke. But yeah, so it was a mishap, but then I got frustrated. Like, get out of here. Go away. You're annoying me.
When you say you threw it against the wall, that was the clapper light, right?
Yes. It kept going on and off. It was like a strobe. It kept just going like I'm in a nightclub. And I was like, oh my God, this is annoying me. Go away.
Mid thrust, you're going, ooch, 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 ooch. What are you doing? I'm adding to the mood.
Keeping the beat.
Keeping the beat.
I always wondered how those clapper lights would work during sex, and now I know. Yeah. I can see that getting frustrating.
Just as a side note, I'm giving everybody letters. I'm keeping one of the letters in the cup. We'll draw the letters. That's how we'll match, right? Everybody gets a letter, and that's how it works for the prizes that are coming.
Woo!
Woo! I'm still disappointed that Angela doesn't have a story.
I'm still trying to think of something.
Like, you've never done, like, you've had sex in cornfields.
I've had sex in a lot of places, but I do it relatively safely and so that people don't walk in. I don't really remember that. Bradford has to tell it. I was maybe a little bit drunk.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, so we go to this club, nightclub in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Angela goes in and finds some lovely random lady, buys her a drink, and then they start dancing, and then the dancing turns into grinding. The grinding turns into a full makeout session with hands under the clothes. And then Angela and said lady fall onto the stage where the band was. And then immediately the bouncers come out and say, "That's it, you all are out of here. Your entire party." And we're like, "Wait, we don't even know her." So, and at the time, one of our friends was in a full leg cast because she had broken her leg. And she had just, like, it was hard for her to get in. And then she sat down and she was like, "Okay, I'm going to try to go to the bathroom." And she goes to the bathroom. And as she's waddling out, the bouncer looks at her and goes, "Are you with her?" Points to Angela. And she goes, "Yeah, why?" He goes, "You're out of here." And she goes, "Fuck." So then we all go outside and we're exhausted and sitting on the curb. Like, and imagine, like, six of us, one of us with a full casted leg, sitting on the street curb waiting for an Uber, while Angela and the lady that she was with are still making out against a lamppost, literally behind us. And then we all get into the car, and one of our friends, who we all had a kind of a play with occasionally, she looks at Angela and goes, "Well, did you get her number?" And Angela goes, "Whose number?" You know what? Never mind. To which, at that point, Angela and I had already hooked up once. Yeah. And the friend of ours who had asked that looked at me and goes, "I think you should take her home." Like, "I think I will." Because she was hopped up on goofballs and ready to jump on anything. And at that point, I'm anything.
Hello, anything.
Hello, anything. It was great. It was good. And that's Angela's only story.
Sorry. Yeah, I was just trying to think because, like, I've had sex a lot of places.
Have you ever had sex in a graveyard?
Yeah. That was the common place
she
where...
She got boned.
That was a common place where I went to high school was because...
You went to high school in a graveyard?
No, but it was secluded and a lot of people would go and have sex there.
Graveyard or cemetery?
What's the difference?
One's attached to a church.
Which one's attached to a church?
Cemetery.
Then graveyard.
You didn't know this was going to be a trivia podcast.
That's next week.
Yeah. So we'll take it. I'm going to bring it down to a more depressing notch. No, I'm kidding. Something that often pops into my mind, just in life in general, is the concept of leveling up. And how I know who I am now, and I know who I was, and I know, like, I'm a gamer, so I know the path at which I want to take in order to either grow myself or grow my relationships. And I think that experiences like this week are a great way to sort of level up either our relationships or our selves. And, like, for me, and this is going to go into more gross things than most people want to hear about right now. Like, one of the leveling up for me is being able to use a toilet that has... Where is the fucking door in this place? I like my privacy. I was taught by my parents that bathrooms are disgusting and nobody should ever go in there. But to be able to go in with, like, your partner and partners outside and going, "Oh, I mean... really need to poo."
It's just a part of life, Bradford.
I know.
Everybody
but
poos.
My door is unlocked.
But you're in there going, "Hey, what you doing there, buddy?"
Usually out here.
Yeah, so that was one of the ways this week that I feel like I've done something. I'm better than I used to be, but not as good as I want to be.
Welcome, level 2 Bradford.
Wait, I'm just at level 2? I'm at level number 2. I see what you did there. Yeah, I'm going along. Yeah, so has anybody else had like an experience this week where they're like, yeah, I'm a better person now than I maybe was? Hang on now. Yeah, you know how this works. Yeah.
You're not a...
Not a level 2 yet, but anyway. Bradford was having a shower, getting ready to go out.
Oh, this is yes, he does.
I had to go and ask Bradford for something. Can't remember what it was. Old people drugs, maybe?
Because, you know, I'm an old people druggie.
Bradford was in the shower. The gentleman followed me in. He had to go to the toilet. I'm standing there talking to Bradford. Bradford's in the shower. Angela walks in 2 minutes after the gentleman and needed the bathroom. Everybody's just rotating through the bathroom. Bradford and I just standing there talking.
My eyes are up here. My eyes are up here.
I was like, this is like the epitome of polyamory right here. Like, somebody in the shower, somebody on the toilet, somebody talking to him, somebody else comes in, goes to the toilet.
Waiting for the toilet.
Yeah.
That was funny because me as well. I was like, it's funny, I don't relax. Everybody who knows me knows I don't relax well. And I think in that situation, I relax even worse. but yeah, I was like, all right, well, so. What do you need? Yeah.
I'm a dirty boy.
Go wash my funk off.
Mine's in a sort of a similar vein to that. I think what I really appreciate from this week and something as a comfort level I didn't realise I had is that we can have a really solid, intense play session with a group of 6 of us in total and then sit around on the bed, having a chat, having a glass of champagne, not a stitch of clothing between us, and everyone's just comfortable and happy and relaxed. And she's looking at me right now.
Oh my God, it's like Juliet.
And it's just a really good thing to see that we have friends that we can play with, we can talk to, we're all that comfortable. And I feel like that's been a real level up for us.
Yeah.
And hopefully then, this week.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou? I love having this is our first performance with a balcony.
Yeah.
We're moving up, baby! that's good. I remember when we got to that point of where Angela and I would play at OSS, and then afterwards we would just sit and talk naked, and like it's this weird sort of. Again, I think that as a society we really shun nudity, and we tell ourselves that I said this before this week that we're not good enough, we're not pretty enough, we're not smart enough, whatever. But in the end, the good news is none of us are that, right? without filters.
And it's also nice to know that you can finish a play session and just lay there and enjoy someone's company and conversation for them and who they are, but also not feel like you just immediately need to cover up, right? Like, oh, we got to get the sheet over us or put some clothes on. Like, just be able to just enjoy that moment.
Unless you're cold. If you're cold, that's all okay.
And somebody else can walk in and it doesn't matter who walks in. Yeah. And maybe there's always something on someone that they don't like.
Oh, yeah.
Or 2 or 3.
I'm going to say one of my level ups is the experience of sitting around being engrossed in trivia while someone beside you is getting a blowjob. That to me is a level up. Because normally I'd be like, oh, what's going on here? No, I'm going to do the trivia.
I don't know if you're doing it really right or really
wrong. No, I don't know either. I don't know. But I'm doing it my way.
You're doing it my way. That's right. Your way. The way.
One of my level ups is receiving head while playing trivia.
So having played trivia with you when you weren't receiving head, did you get better or worse? Because I'm not sure worse is possible.
But at least the audio track the gentleman runs means that we're never going to miss the finish.
Very true.
Was that last night? Because I was in my room, and Cade came back to the room, and I said to him, was the gentleman like getting off down
yes.
there? He said, yeah, and I said, I could hear it. And we were in front of the building.
So I just yes. want you all to know, inevitably, next year when we are not allowed to come back to this resort, this is the guy you have to blame, okay?
No, we just bring like ball gags and stuff him all the time.
We'll just promise that, like, look, we will keep him quiet.
I think it was last night and the night before.
Yeah, that's a developing habit.
But around his head, so like Saul trap style. I want to play a game.
to get there, you need at least 6 levels, 4 power ups.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where I can't come without someone's hand over my mouth.
That was my job.
It was.
You could solve that by somebody sitting on your face while it's happening.
Oh!
Level
See?
Up.
Level up!
Challenge accepted.
That is awesome. It is funny because Angela came in and was talking about how this all happened. And basically, I know she took... She knew where you were going because apparently 4 points of contact with the thing. Mm-hmm. And... she took someone's drink and said, hand, mouth! And they were like, what? Like a ninja.
You're welcome.
Love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick ad break, and then we will give away a couple of prizes.
Okay.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You all know it. You all love it. You've all heard us talk about it. This is one of the greatest games I have ever played. I absolutely love it. It's Australian made. I feel like I'm now starting an auction. This is great. This is Aussie Humans, one of the Curious Humans playsets. This one has its own truth, or the cards. This is a great icebreaker. It's a great thing that you can play with your friends, your family, your loved ones, or randos on the street. If you want your copy of Aussie Humans, Curious Humans, Kinky Humans, Morbid Humans, or any of the others, all you have to do is go to curioushumans.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY. Why? Because you will get 10% off. That's BY THE BY, BYTHEBI. AussieHumans.com. You've heard us interview him. He's great. And we're going to give away one of these right now. This one, the ultimate icebreaker game, goes to letter number. Thank you.
Letter number?
You know what? I do ads, I don't think. Who's got M? Mm.
I have M.
Do you already have this? Excellent. It's yours.
Thank you.
See, that's how we do it. All right. Number two. Number two. All right. Here we are in the tropics. It's beautiful, it's warm, it's hot, it's sometimes oppressively tight. Much like this cock ring, which you can get at adamandeve.com. If you go to adamandeve.com, you can too get a cock ring or other wonderful toys. And what do you get? Well, if you use the checkout code by the by, that's BYTHEBI, you will get this cock ring or many other toys, one at 50% off. 6 videos on demand. They come in the box, like me. You'll also get some extra things thrown in your box, a little bit of lube, a little bit of sex toy cleaner, which is really important, and free shipping. We all know how important free shipping is nowadays because it's fucking expensive to do anything and go anywhere and fuel and petrol, whatever you want to call it. But use checkout code BYTHEBI at adamandeve.com and you will get all of that wonderful stuff. And right now, you're going to get a love toy, Power Plus cock ring. Two, letter number. Yeah, I said it again. I meant that this time. I'm pulling out L. There you go, kind sir. Keep it tight. So, one of the things I wanted to know too is who all here, this is their first time to something like this? Oh, wow. Okay, more than I expected.
We've got some newbies.
Yeah, so yeah. Excellent. And like, along that same line, who here's room looks like a Vinny's or a clothing shop just came in and exploded all over the place? Yeah, yeah. Who's here looks like a sex store exploded all over the place? Okay. Who here is freaking out about the fact that they're going to have to pack this up someday? Yeah, right? It's great. I don't have any advice. I'm just asking. I was hoping that less of you all would agree and give me advice on how to keep it from doing
but
that.
But at least we're all in the same boat.
So, but we are all, that's yeah. Right. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
We need a little packing gnome to go from like room to room and pack it all up.
A sexy packing gnome. I don't want to be that guy, but Angela, you're my sexy packing gnome. Last week when we were at another location, I fell asleep on the bed to a chaotic room, and I woke up to a packed couple of suitcases. It was great. I loved it. Talking back about the first experience, if anybody's willing to talk about something that they were worried about or concerned about coming into this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
So coming into the first time we walked into OSS, we had many conversations about it over a long period of time. My biggest worry was that I would walk in and that everyone would look at me and go, oh, you're gross, and that would be the reason Josh couldn't hook up with anybody.
Aww, boo, and not true.
No, it's not true, and it did not happen that way, because that was the night I fell down the crack at OSS. Twice.
Or were you pole driven down the crack?
Welcome to level 3.
And I needed help to get out of it, so yeah. I was really down there. But yeah, that was what was one of my biggest worries going into it.
So did you have the same worry come in to escape?
No, because I knew half of you. Already. Yeah. So I was sort of like, I knew enough people that I felt comfortable coming here.
There's no crack to fall down, so yeah, you're good.
Yeah, you found it yet.
Not that you found it.
I don't know, though. There's a mental crack, right? And I feel like that's that sounds a strange thing to say, but I feel like I fall into that quite often. It's like coming into something like this, it's daunting because you know you're going to be naked, potentially, in front of people. And like I said before, we're taught that our bodies aren't perfect, either by society or ourselves. And that sucks.
Yeah, well, the guys here that know me know that I'm not comfortable with my body and I hate it. And I've lost a lot of weight over the last couple of years, so there is skin hanging everywhere that I hate. But for me to be walking around in bikinis and stuff is something I've never done before. But in this space with you guys, I feel comfortable and able to do that. So
That's great. That's good. We're glad.
Yeah, and I'll build on that as well. It's like the first time that we did anything like this was at Desire in Mexico with the Life on the Swing Set crew. And I would say that was something that I was concerned about going into, is just that body positivity. Again, knowing that you're going to be naked around people and things, is just, and like people that you've never met before. So I was a lot more self-conscious. But honestly, it took a couple of hours and I was just like, yep, I'm good with this, like sarong all the way, take it off, don't care. But it was because of the people, and it was a good supportive group, and honestly nobody really cares.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to, is like we all see our flaws, but nobody else really did. And that, but I was quite concerned about that going in.
And I'll build on that, is I'll tell you that the first time I went to Life on the Swing Set, many of you all know I'm type 1 diabetic. Mm-hmm. Everybody has probably heard this story at one time or another. I was so concerned about preventing Angela from getting laid because of having, bionic parts, that I went on insulin shots before, and I took I didn't wear my insulin pump. So I took 8 shots a day just so that I didn't have the the stigma of being, in quotes, imperfect. And it is funny because I look at that now and I'm like, oh man, it's sad. And that we'd been podcasting and in the lifestyle for a very long time. And I was still sort of definitely ashamed. And it's still something I think about. I don't mind. I like talking about it now. But like, at the time, I was kind of like, nobody's going to want to hook up with me because I've watched the movie Species, where she tastes the guy's diabetes and then kills him. I'm like, well, that, like, maybe that's my problem. I shouldn't have watched that when I was 12. holy shit, did I just unpack something? Anyway. But yeah, and now I look at it and I'm like, oh yeah, no, this is more of a, like, a rite of honor. Yeah, but.
And in the last, I'm going to say, 2 or 3 outings that we've done with you guys, there's been one other type 1 diabetic in each of the things.
Yeah.
Of the outings.
Yeah. It's
so we're taking over. We didn't tell you. But like, all of our pancreases are pancreae? We'll workshop that. Are dying together.
Yeah. Because before we meet you guys, we'd never really taken any notice of it. It doesn't, like, it's just another person walking down the street.
Yeah.
But now there's been, the last 2 outings, even the river drift.
Yeah.
And I think the species lady's taking over, killing all the non-diabetics, and you're all that's left.
Because the truth of the matter is, if you don't know, diabetic semen and cum tastes better than anyone else's. Why? Because we can control the sugar level, baby. Just saying, if anybody wants a soda...
Just getting off diabetes, coming in here. One of
getting off on diabetes.
Getting off diabetes.
Angela
yes.
does it all
well
the
done.
Time.
But getting off diabetes, one of my big concerns coming in this week was that Bottle Mart would run out of alcohol like they did last year.
The struggle is real.
It is.
And I will go back to the first time that we went to Desire, because it was our first time doing something like this in the lifestyle. But one of the things that I very much took away from it, besides being a lot more comfortable with my body afterwards, was learning experiences and interacting with people who knew so much more than us about particularly kink things. That was, our first introduction to a lot of different types of kink things, like the electro play, wax play, different types of stuff. And it was just being around a diverse group of people, all with fantastic little knowledge bits, and just picking up those and learning from them, and then coming home and expanding upon and learning more and more and more, but finding things that we were interested in that we had no idea that we were before.
Yeah.
So I think that was, for me, something that really took away from that first trip. That's awesome. Was just being exposed to different things, different people, different ways of looking at life.
I think when we first came last year, one of my fears was not being the most experienced human in this department was that performance anxiety. Could I do the things that others can do to others? And what I've learned, and you guys have podcasted on it a couple of times since then, it's about having fun in the moment. It's not necessarily about getting someone to orgasm or whatever it is. It's about just enjoying that and having fun with it.
Yeah.
It doesn't, so just take the pressure off yourself.
I still struggle with that. Like even this week, I still struggle with the whole, like, oh, what if I can't? What if I don't? And it's funny that it is something that it will never go away. It gets better.
Yeah.
But it'll always be back there talking to you. And it's that horrible creature, that little gnome that lives in the back of your skull. I call him Edgar. He's a dick.
I call mine Kevin.
The way I've worked on it is reframe it, like use it, I learn, and go, and even yesterday I went, I'm going to give that a go, and this morning we ran it out and it was fantastic, so yeah, that's the way I've kind of dealt with it.
You didn't pull another muscle, right?
No, I'm going
stretch,
a bit easy.
Stretch.
Good idea, you'll see me limber up in future.
Yeah, we will.
Isn't that in our set?
We have before sex stretches and after sex stretches, it's important to follow those.
Good to know, thank you.
See?
Thanks, Wedge.
See, learn again.
Today is 6 inches.
Oh, yeah, we can do 6 inches.
But, building off of that, absolutely. It's something that it does stick with you, and I have found that, like, if the below-the-waist stuff isn't working, the above-the-waist stuff is really working. So, if you're interested, let me wipe your seat off. All genders are welcome. anyway, do I... Like, we've got a shit ton of stuff in here to give away. I want to make it to where every person gets a, Only one letter, if you earn a letter. But does anybody else have anything they want to say or flash me in order to earn another letter? No, you've already got a letter. But thank you. That was...
Somebody else can have this, because we always play it at your place anyway.
Oh, my God. This is the other thing that I love and hate about this community, is the generosity and kindness. It doesn't just come to sex anymore.
Do exchanges at the end.
Exchanges at the end. We'll do, what's that, Dirty Santa something? Dirty Sanchez, what is it?
I think we're going to call it a Dirty Bradford now.
Dirty Bradford. But before we go into that, would you tell the story of last night and the reason why the gentleman did a load of laundry today? I just want
to
hear.
That's your story to tell.
I just want it for posterity.
So we're in the moment, having our fun.
But where were you in the moment?
On the lounge, by the pool, at night, people around, enjoying ourselves.
It all checks out.
It all checks out.
Waking people up.
Judy.
I wasn't asleep. I could just...
How could she sleep through that shit?
Anyway, it was getting more and more vocal.
Uh-huh.
But uh-huh. It? Yep. He has a name.
And just at the point of completion.
Completion.
The chair gave way. Because of the bucking bronco.
That might have been my fault.
Because the back part adjusts and it had adjusted down.
The problem is I had an
apple. Yes, you did.
I was about to laugh. So you know those laughs when you've got a mouthful and you just spray?
So you literally did a spit take.
I just went... just spray. Come everywhere. I had it on my hand, over my face. So then by the end of it, I'm getting up and I'm getting my dress and I'm just wiping all over, just to try to get rid of it.
Yes, and hence the load of washing this morning.
You mean you didn't just want to wear that all over you the rest of the trip?
Well...
So what I love about this is he tells us this morning that he's doing a load of laundry to get the cum out of all of his clothes. He didn't wash any underwear. It's all shorts and shirts.
And truth be told, the same thing happened the night before as well.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... God, I love y'all.
$4 well spent.
You just need to go for the three feet.
Yeah. The trifecta, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's still time.
All right. Do you want more letters?
No. Does anybody else? I don't want to be that guy, but I think we should give the two naked people a letter.
Yeah. Well, there's the piece.
Thank you. Oh, shit.
Just dropped
an all right.
Oh,
where are the
through.
P's?
What? There's a P.
Give me a P.
It went through.
All right.
And
all right. Thank you for your nudity.
Thank you for your nudity.
All right.
I feel like there's something going on back here. Is there something you'd like to share? You got to talk into this.
Oh, this is okay. All right.
It's a talking stick.
Apparently, I got to tell this story. I think you're going to be grossly underwhelmed. But anyway, so we had I was experimenting. We have a VR headset at home. I thought, we'll experiment with this. I thought I would was out. So I thought I'd try VR porn and see what it's like. So experimenting with VR porn, had it in my head. And I thought, I'll try, see what it's like with a female. So there with the VR porn in my lounge room, but with the door shut, but being conscious that anyone could just burst through the door and have no idea. That old chestnut. So I was very mindful not to hurry. I was just doing it to look. Anyway, so...
I'm just looking. I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah. Just there's a girl bouncing on my dick on the VR. I was like, this is nice. This is lovely. But the idea of it was I was going to experiment to see if my wife would like to use it, in the sense that she could watch the VR while I pleasure her in the way that's being pleasured on the screen.
I like that. Yeah, that's good.
It's an immersive thing. So I thought, but I just find porn for women on VR, which that's not a huge selection, but I thought, I'll try this out. So I found porn for a minute. I had the VR headset on. I'm sitting there. Next minute, put it on. And next minute, I go, dick fucking me in the mouth. But that's not the weird part, because I've never had that. I'm not bisexual anyway. But suddenly, I found myself with my mouth sort of gaping open. And I, without even realizing, I took it for about 30 seconds. I was getting fucked in the mouth. And I was like, it's really confusing for me. I said,
I'm not bisexual, but I just got fucked in the mouth for 30 seconds. And I was almost cupping balls and that. I really was confused because I ended up telling all the guys that I work with who are not in any... Yeah, they killed themselves about, and now it's just haunted me from where we live. It's everyone's now...
So question, if you have the cock and balls in your mouth, is that really any different than like boobs or other bits?
Well, yes, and that was my argument, because they go, well, maybe you are a bit bi, and it's like, well, if someone's like feeding me a hot dog or feeding me a spoonful of cereal, I'll probably open my mouth for that too, but it's just a natural... I can see this thing coming at me, and I've just found that my mouth has just gone into an O formation to receive it nicely. It was a really confusing time for me. I'm like, well, maybe I am bi now, I don't know.
Curious.
Oh my god, that's my favorite.
It's called curious or receptive.
No, I just won.
Anyway, so that's my story of taking like a champ without even knowing it.
I love it. I love it.
You get the S for sexy.
Thank you.
Oh my god, that is fucking epic.
Nausea was worth it.
I cried a little. Okay, let's give away some shit. Angela.
Yes.
Grab a number or letter. I keep calling them numbers. Aren't they really like numbers of the alphabet? I don't know. This is for, glass romance. You can use it on your whichever hole you have. Put it in the mouth hole because glass uses that as something weird. But yeah, pop this in the fridge. Get it nice and cold. Pop it in the boiling water. Gets it nice and hot. All right, what do you got?
I've got S.
There you go!
It's going straight in the mouth.
I'm so confused again. I'm just getting over this and now.
You enjoy that, buddy. Oh my gosh. Okay, we now have... Oh, these are fun. These are smart ball Kegel balls. Anybody use Kegel balls?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't, but I don't have a Kegel. Is it named after a guy named like Friedrich Kegel? I don't know. We'll have to research this.
We will.
There you go. All right. We now have a mini collection of, I can't read this because I didn't bring my glasses, premium personal lubricants. It's all different, like original. It's a bunch of lube.
It's a bunch of lube.
Remember Angela's class the other day? Use this.
Spit is not lube.
Yes.
Spit is not lube.
Some of those hand maneuvers need a lot of lube.
That's right. F.
Oh, that's me.
How apropos. All right. Now we've got our two big ones. We've got the Ultimate Icebreaker Kinky Humans and the Curious Humans Full Gang. We'll start with the Kinky Humans.
P.
P for penis.
That'll be one of the last ones.
Over there.
All right.
I'm
going to run over there.
Naked person.
Nudity pays off.
That's right. I love it. Okay. And the last one. Oh, sorry. Thanks, babe. Curious Humans game?
Letter number C.
Letter number C.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
God, you again.
Redraw.
All right, fine. All right,
redraw.
Redraw.
Letter number D.
That's us.
Hey, all right.
You already have it.
All right, redraw.
Okay, redraw.
Because remember, you can get your own copy at home using the checkout code, swap. By the by.
There you go. You can swap.
No.
You can do swap.
Letter number
redraw. I.
Yep.
Hey,
we don't have that one. We didn't bring ours because we're limited on space, so now you're obligated to play with us.
I love it. So that could be fun. We could get out the Kinky Humans or whatever and play it, sit around the table, learn a little bit more about each other, not record it. But thank you all very much. Number one, just for buying in and joining us at Escape. It means a lot. We love from Ray and Jackie. We've got messages from them this morning. Everybody's doing good. Looking forward to sending him the message on Monday. Thank you all very much for the card and the gifts before. We do this because we love the community, not because we're trying to get rich. If we could do both, we would, but But in the end, it's about, you know, creating a community that people who like one another, who share the same kind of ideas, and it's fun. It's
and
like
build each other up.
Yeah, we build each other up, right? And that's something that I've loved seeing this week, is I've never seen any real negativity. We all have bad days, and that's fucking fine. But none of us are trying to push ourselves up at the expense of anybody else. And that's something that you should be proud of yourselves for. And yeah, it's great. That's what this community is about. So with that, next Pendulum Party is November 24th at Our Secret Spot. Tickets are on sale now. Buy them today. And then we will start looking forward to the future.
Sounds good. Woo-hoo! Awesome. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all.
So there you have it. You heard a few tales, a few stories, a few learnings.
Yeah,
it was a good time to sit around and have a chat with folks.
So difficult to sit around a pool and podcast and in the beautiful weather and
have drinks brought to you.
Have drinks brought to me. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's very tough.
I know.
The struggle is real.
Yeah.
But you know.
But you'll do it again this year.
I'll do it again this year, and I'll plow on through.
Yeah. So
I'll manage.
You might also do some other plowing.
That's right. That's right. Call me. Let's go play farmer. So there you go. There you have it. Check out our website. We'll have details for the next one in November. We'll have details before then, of course, because, you know, it is in November. Anyway, just keep checking the website, www.bytheby.com, and go to the events tab. You can also contact us through the contact page, or you can email us. We are theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or you can go to our socials. We are at By the By Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Support us at any level on patreon.com/bytheby podcast to help us keep the lights on and get invited into our Discord server, because we love to have you there so we can chat with you and at you and with you while you chat at other people.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And I just want to say one last thank you to everyone who came to Escape last year and did give a little piece of themselves on the podcast. We very much appreciate it. So thank you.
And hopefully we'll see you all this year.
Yeah.
Excellent. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.